Hi, this is Fatima reaching out to you from a corner of freedom in northern Gaza under the Zionist occupation forces' most intense reporting restrictions in human history. May Almighty Allah protect us and this Israeli genocidal war comes to an end. 14 months ago until now, Israel continues its genocidal war against Palestinian people in the beleaguered Gaza Strip. And it claimed the lives of more than 44,363 Palestinians and injured 105,070 others. Israel has killed or maimed at least 6% of Palestinians in Gaza. And it has killed 17,581 children in Gaza, while 223 infants were born and killed during the genocide. And according to UNRWA, Gaza has the highest number of child amputees per capita anywhere in the world. Many of these children have lost limbs and undergone surgery without anesthesia and have no access to rehabilitation services to cope with the life-altering injuries caused by this genocidal war. This genocide has deprived Palestinians, especially children, from all their rights, while human rights organizations did nothing but keep silent. The Western leaders, who claimed being democrats, ignored my people's plight, and the Western mainstream media prefer to make our suffering and harsh reality unnoticed, but I promote the fake Israeli propaganda. To give you a personal example, but it shows the reality and harsh reality of and suffering of the Palestinian children in Gaza under the Israeli genocide. My little sister has lost the source of unconditional love, and it is not her, but as she's a little and she's at a very young age, so this has affected her more than us, the rest of my family. She lost the source of unconditional love after my mother passed away due to her illness that she has been diagnosed with due to fear during this genocide. But the lack of medicine and medical supplies and the Israeli systematic policy of detaining the medical staff contributed at exacerbating her already worse health condition. My sister needs psychological care after the trauma she's enduring due to this loss. She also lost her right to education after the educational institutions turned into makeshift shelters. She lost her right to live a healthy life after we have been forcibly displaced of our house since the beginning of this genocide. And this is, as I said, and not just the suffering of my sister. This is like it shows the suffering of every single child in the Gaza Strip in light of this genocide. 14 months later, Israel still imposes severe restrictions on Gaza City and the northern part of the Strip, allowing only limited amounts of international aid, barely enough to keep residents alive. However, all the residents there suffer from malnutrition and severe vitamin deficiencies. In Beit Lahia, Beit Hanun, and Jabalia in the northern Gaza Strip, since the beginning of October 2024, Israeli occupation has completely banned the entry of food and water, imposing a suffocating siege on the area as it works to empty it of residents. When residents attempt to leave their homes in search of food or water, they are directly targeted by Israeli drones, snipers, aircraft, or even artillery shelling. And according to UNRWA, displaced people in Gaza need protection from the rain and cold. Only around 23% of this need has been met, leaving 944,000 people at risk of exposure this winter. According to the Euromed Monitor, the humanitarian zone in central and southern Gaza, Israel has adopted a new strategy. While publicly claiming to allow dozens of aid and goods trucks into the area, the Israeli military permits organized armed gangs to access locations that regular residents are forbidden from reaching under threat of execution. These gangs loot the trucks before they reach their intended destinations, exacerbating the ongoing starvation crisis. Hundreds of Palestinians throughout the Gaza Strip, including in the so-called humanitarian zone, have died due to the severe malnutrition, particularly children and the elderly. To talk about the suffering of the Palestinian detainees, especially the detainees in the Sdeita Imam prison or concentration camp that Israel occupation created for the prisoners they have been kidnapped from Gaza. In a statement published on Sunday, the Palestinian Commission over Prisoners and Ex-Prisoners Affairs warned that female detainees are facing inhumane and unethical treatment in the Israeli Damone prison. The Palestinian women face psychological abuse in the form of rape threats, strip searches, curses, beating, and starvation. The commission's legal team documented the treatment after visiting the prisons where the abuse has intensified. And according to lawyers, Palestinian detainees are being forced to drink toilet water. While for according to testimonies from released detainees, the extent of torture being experienced by Palestinian detainees at the hands of Israeli forces is unimaginable. This includes starvation, physical abuse, sexual assault, sleep deprivation by playing disco music nonstop, denial of water. Some detainees stayed in the same clothes for 8 months. Skin diseases have spread, and there are no medics allowed. Not even the Red Cross. At least 10,000 of Palestinian detainees were kidnapped in the last 14 months alone. This includes children and pregnant women. Recently, Amnesty International has issued a report concludes that Israeli authorities are committed and are still committing genocide against Palestinians in the occupied Gaza Strip. And the Amnesty International USA said that by continuing to transfer arms to Israel, the U.S. government is violating its obligation to prevent genocide and risks being complicit. While for Secretary General of Amnesty International, Agnes Callamard, said that Amnesty International's report demonstrates that Israel has carried out acts prohibited under the Genocide Convention with a specific intent to destroy Palestinians in Gaza. These acts include killings, causing serious bodily or mental harm, and deliberately inflicting on Palestinians in Gaza conditions of life calculated to bring about their physical destruction. Month after month, Israel has treated Palestinians in Gaza as a subhuman group unworthy of human rights and dignity, demonstrating its intent to physically destroy them. And finally, I want to thank, in behalf of my people, the UN rapporteur, Francesca Albanese, for her efforts at exposing the Israel occupation genocidal actions. And we are so gratitude for her extraordinary solidarity with us, especially when she challenged the Zionists who relentlessly attempted to cancel her meeting she has been hosted. To speak out about the genocide in Gaza at the University of Vienna. At the end of this report, I pray this genocide comes to an end and all Palestine gets freedom from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. Thank you so much.